But during the Chazon Ish, Emunah u'Bitachon, and the Chazon Ish had been expanding on the importance of applying the Emunah and Bitachon that one acquires in the practical realm, where Emunah and Bitachon are not just a concept to be acquired, but if you've really connected to the concepts of Emunah u'Bitachon, then you know that the application is in line with the Halacha, with the practical applications of the Torah in the day-to-day life, in accordance with the Halacha. It's not just a question of connecting and saying, well, I'm sure God wants me to do this or that. It doesn't work that way. Let's understand what God really wants of us. And that involves understanding the Halacha, the nuances of Halacha, the details of Halacha. We're on page Lamed in the middle of the paragraph. And the Chazon Ish had said that there are natural difficulties with regards to learning Halacha. And as such, you find many people leaving the quest for Halacha. And people who do learn Halacha, they spend very little time learning Halacha. On the contrary, people try to figure out nice ideas from the Torah, but when it comes to actually knowing what did the Torah tell me, they're not so good at that. And they could be God-fearing people, and they work very hard at perfecting their traits. But they have a very external view of what the Halacha really says. And as such, they are really missing the boat in terms of fulfilling the potential that man put within that God put within man. Because all of these ideas and all of one's actions have to be supported with a grounded knowledge of the Torah and the Halacha. Vihine, we're up to about the 11th line. Vihine, otan shemamidim chochmatam al sichot musariyot. Those whose wisdom is standing on all kinds of excellent speeches about being a good person, ve'gyonot chitzonot ba'alacha, or external understandings, interpretations of what the Halacha says, nichshalim la'amin kizeu chovato shel ha'adam ba'olamo. They have a difficulty understanding that your job in this world is really to understand Halacha to the core. Ve'gyonot chitzonot ba'alacha uveinihim, ki ken itnagu atanim v'amoraim. They think that the Tanaim and Amoraim, the rabbis of the Mishnah and Talmud, spent their time thinking of external thoughts, nice philosophies. They imagine that the rabbis of the Mishnah and Talmud only spent a small percentage of their time in passing, studying the actual practical halacha. And the Chazon Ish says it's so hard to uproot this error. It's been generations that people are misled this way. They think the great rabbis of the Talmud, they must have spent their time philosophizing most of the time. But says the Chazon Ish, I cannot ignore the fact that this is an utter lie. Ven safek shim shamanu mibalei sichot shemshtabeach le biploni de gavra rabahu hakavana besichot vegyonot maksimot umochshei lev. He says, undoubtedly, if you hear people saying that so and so is a great rabbi, what they really mean is he's a great orator. He gives great speeches. We find that Rava kept saying that Rav Lezer ben Yaakov is a great rabbi. When he finally comes to town, Rav Nachman calls him in for an interview. Rav Nachman should have asked him, give me a speech. Tell me something nice, a nice thought. What do we find when he comes before Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman starts questioning him in halacha. He says, they say you're a big rabbi. Let me ask you a few questions. He's going to gauge him. Is he really a great rabbi? Lamadnu sheitpalut ha-nefesh shel gavra rabba. What we learn from here is that the real greatness of someone great, haynu bilimud halacha, that's in the area of halacha. Vaya minhag leminkat shuka letzubam rabbanan. Give me one. There was a custom at the time that they would give preference in the marketplace to someone who was a learned rabbi, a young up-and-coming rabbi. Uchshabal bachno, when they'd come to test him, as is recorded in Tractate Baba Basra, shaluto ba'alacha. If you wanted to be a bona fide up-and-coming rabbi, the questions they'd ask was in halacha. Uchshematzu sheino meshiv, echlitu sheino tamid chacham. And when they discovered the guy didn't know the answers, so then he was demoted. He's not a Talmud Chacham. Ukshamdu lifnei p'tiotosh Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And they were standing next to Rabbi Eliezer, the giant, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, just before his passing. Hayusha alin lo, they asked him. They're going to get in the last minutes with this scion. What did they ask him? Betarot, betumot, bemikvaot. They asked him questions about the laws of what's permitted and not, what's defiled and what's pure. And Rabbi Eliezer's final sentences are in halacha. He also tells them, hey guys, there are so many halachos you guys never learned from me. I have 3,000 halachos which pertain to witchcraft that no one ever asked me about, except for Rabbi Akiva once. But there's so many halachos you never learned from me. I feel bad for you because you're all going to be punished because you didn't learn enough halacha, Rabbi Eliezer tells them. The great court that sat in the temple, in the room that's called Lishkat HaGazit, and anyone, even an elder, who rebelled against their ruling would get the death penalty, and it was their approval that allowed us to go to war, and they were the ones who would decide, and they were the ones who instituted the king. They would be the one to inaugurate him. Madar shumeim b'kiyut b'alacha. What did they need to know? It wasn't enough that they knew ethics. It wasn't enough that they had emunah or bitachon. They had to master halacha. B'dinei sur ve'eter. The laws of what's prohibited and permitted. B'dinei mamonot. Monetary laws. U'v'yeter halachot. And in all other laws, as we see in the Rambam, the fourth chapter of the laws of Sanhedrin, halacha ches. And so the Chazon Ish says, bottom line, a rabbi is judged for his greatness and his knowledge in halacha. Everything else is nice, but the essence is knowing how to apply the emunah and bitachon practically in our day-to-day lives through halacha.